we're very lucky once again to be a part of something going on in the community. I'm very excited as I've learned more and more of what's going on. Julie, how are you this morning? Let me turn your microphone on. How are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, you're going to have to help me here because this is my first time, Madison, so you're going to have to help me with what's going on. I've heard so many great things about Garrett Space, and I want to know all the things. So please, let us know.
Sure. My husband Scott and I started Garrett Space after losing our son to suicide in 2017 when he was 23 years old. And we found there was an enormous gap for young people who needed something more than weekly visits to their therapist but weren't actively suicidal and needed to go to the ER. So and young people often aren't interested in getting help, and we wanted to create a really appealing option. So we created Garrett Space for that. And basically it will provide, we're going to be building a residential center where young adults can go for basically non-medical support. And we'll teach them ways to live a healthy life, healthy coping mechanisms like yoga, meditation, journaling, nutritious cooking, and most importantly, where they can come together with other young adults and realize they're not alone in their struggles and form connections and be with a team of really caring, compassionate professionals who can help them, regain hope to continue living.
And I'll tell you what, when we started this a few months ago, as I was learning about the show and the station, mm-hmm. I know that for a very long time, everyone involved was very much in support of mental health.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was a big deal. And that's one thing that really drew me to this station, this show as a whole, because I wholeheartedly agree at how important this kind of stuff is. And it's very important. I agree with what you said. It's not always just about a doctor. There's a lot more involved than just that.
That was our big stance here has been our stance here for a long time, is that you're not alone and that you can get support. And Garrett Space has support groups too, right?
Yes. So a little over 2 years ago, we started these, during COVID, we started these virtual wellness groups, and young adults come together for a support group with peers and a mood and movement activity. And the results have been pretty unbelievable. They're finding that they're not alone. They're finding connections, and they're really appreciating being together in a non-judgmental, safe space. And some of them have said, this has really saved our life. Many have stayed for 6 months or more. Now we're starting to have them have in-person gatherings, and it's just really been a magical experience for them. It bodes well for what we want to do long term.
Okay, and speaking of long term goals, what is the next step for Garrett Space?
So we're in the process of acquiring property, 76 acres in Superior Township. It's an incredible natural setting. We really want to locate in a place where young adults can get away from the hustle and bustle and be surrounded by nature and just exhale. And this place is just incredible for that. So we're going to be constructing, there's an existing 5,000 square foot house on the property that we'll use initially for some day programming and administrative offices. And then we're going to be building a residential center and a creativity studio. So really we'll be like a wellness campus.
That's amazing.
Yeah, wow. That really is.
We do believe it'll be amazing.
This can be a difficult question to answer, but mentioning that a lot of young people don't always want to step forward, what is something that parents or people can look at if you're noticing something in a younger person who might be having some issues that may not want to come forward? Is there something that you could speak to to keep an eye out for?
Well, I want to start by saying that I am not a mental health expert. We've got an amazing team that would be good to answer that question.
Absolutely.
But I will say that there are certain obvious signs, like if a young adult is really withdrawn, they're not wanting to engage, they're not sleeping, they're sleeping too much, they're losing weight. I mean, these are all things where you can start to broach a conversation with them that you want to help them. It should be, I think, done in a manner that shows that you care, as opposed that you're judging them or mm-hmm. telling them what to do and asking how you can support them. I think it's a really great way to begin that conversation.
And if someone wanted to support, let's just say you're a young person who feels like they need to reach out, or maybe you're seeing something in someone who you think should be reaching out, maybe they can contact Garrett Space for some more information.
Right. We have a resource page on our website with lots of resources, incredible resources around the community that people can contact. Absolutely.
And what's your website?
It's garrettspace.org. That's 2 R's, 2 T's, 2 S's, GARRETTSS. PACE.org.
So important. Cannot stress enough that, like you said, Madison, you are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are going through something, and sometimes even small things can feel like big things. And definitely, please search out the help if you do need it, without a doubt. Garrett Space. Julie, thank you so much for coming in. If people want to donate, they can go to the website and yeah, find all the steps.
And I
want
to quickly say that we have a big fundraiser coming up this Friday.
Oh, yes, please. Absolutely.
It's at our first in-person fundraiser at the Morris Lawrence Building on WCC's campus. It's going to be an evening filled with incredible performances. We're going to have wellness and fitness classes running concurrently with the event. And they can get more details and buy tickets on our website.
At GarrettSpace.org.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Get your tickets this Friday. What time does it all kick off?
6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Julie. So what an important thing you're doing. Absolutely love it. Thank you very much for coming by. And you can definitely check out GarrettSpace.org for more information.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.